Language power. Language power. Velkommen, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Norway, Fremling. Jamie Andrews, Sahid Ali here speaking. Jeg har norsk kurs, vi har 17 år på oss, 17 år på å lære Jamie Andrews norsk. Han begynner å komme seg nå. Hei, Jamie, hvordan går det?
Hello. How are you?
Sorry, I don't understand that language. Is that a Norwegian dialect up in north, maybe?
I'll do it.
Går det bra?
Hello, how are you?
Yes, so that's why, as I was telling the audience, that we need 17 years.
We have
a long way to go. And one of the things that is very important for you to learn, because I am not a Shaolin Temple master. I can't teach you everything. You need to teach something yourself. You need to drive around in Norway. And you must learn, as I said before, to appreciate Norwegian road food.
Oh.
Language power. Thank you, sound technician, for that sound effect. Norwegian road food. Have you ever tasted road food? Norsk veimat. Maten de selger langs veien, no matter where you go. You always have the road food with you everywhere you go. It's a very old Norwegian Viking song, that.
Yeah.
And the English Ancient took it song. And made it about some weather problems. But Norwegian road food, I am telling you now, without exaggerating. Exaggerating is overdrivelse?
Yeah, exaggerating.
Overdrivelse? How do you know?
You're telling me without exaggerating.
How do you know that that's overdrivelse?
I don't know what ugly answer is.
It's exaggerating. Without exaggerating. Exaggerating or it's a g.
Exaggerating. But oblivelse, is that the word for exaggerating?
Overdrivelse. Uten overdrive.
Overdrivelse.
Norwegian road food is the worst food in the world.
Yeah.
Where's my drums?
You were supposed to press a button there. Yeah, there's no drums, is there?
No drums, okay. I'm sorry, audience, I have disappointed you. I've offended my audience, their families, and the Shaolin Temple. Ah, hey, there it was.
There we go.
No, I'm serious. There's lots of contradictions in Norway, Norwegian culture. They, on the one hand, they're trying to prakke på deg, tell you, become Norwegian. This is Norway. Here, put on a lusekoft and do this and that.
What's a lusekoft?
It's a luse is actually, you know, the small insects that are in your head when you don't shower for
head
a year.
Lice.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a lice kofta. Kofta is a.
I thought that was a type of kebab, a kofta.
Oh yeah, that's also a kofta. A lusekofta is not a kebab with lice, but it's it's a sweater. Ah, you use that sweater all the time.
Oh, a hoodie.
No, it's a strika genser in the special.
Oh, the knitted jumper that I wear.
That's the wool episode. But yes,
yeah.
We were going to talk about wool in a whole episode. But when you drive around langs Norway, you know, for example, you're going somewhere, there is no clue that you are in Norway when you go into the gas stations, because they sell the worst food ever.
Yeah.
And you've been with me. I've showed you where the ocean is. I've showed you a couple of places in Norway.
Yeah.
Because that's the part of the course.
Yeah, like when we went on the Harry trip.
Yes, on the Harry trip.
Season one.
And we were, and we both, what do we have? They have sausages.
Yeah.
With lumpe, you know, lumpe, it's a potato.
Like a potato pancake.
Potato pancake.
Or a crepe, more yeah. likely.
That's what they have.
Yeah.
And they have kebabs. Some places have kebabs, but that's kebabs from Jafs. And Jafs is probably the worst place. And that's a shop that, a factory.
I think you only ever go to Jafs once, even if you're Norwegian, Surely, because it's the worst food I've ever tasted.
Yeah, the pita bread is like a gammal telephone catalog. It's you know, the telephone catalogs back in the days where you have the phone numbers. You just bread it in the middle and you put some dressing in it and some meat. It's not meat. It's like islachon in the walls.
It is. I don't even think you could get animals to eat it.
No.
Like pets. You would offer them some yaffs and they would be like, no.
No, they spit it out. And the seagulls, they spit it out. That's why it's called the flying kebab.
Even seagulls don't like it.
So, yeah, it's the worst food ever. And they sell it because they've heard that in Sweden, Denmark, Finland, UK, Spain, France, blah, 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 they have something called kebab. So we need to have that on our gas stations just to show that we have...
kebabs.
Kebabs.
It's so bad.
Some places actually have you find some restaurants and they have like very easy made Norwegian foods like fiskebolle in white sauce. You can get that somewhere, but that's
rare.
Yeah, and it's the cheapest of the cheapest. No matter where you go, you know, because. Along Norway, wherever city you go to, they have lots of signature dishes with their own food they make. But if you just go 200 meters to the road and to the gas station, and the gas stations are where all the tourists go, because most of the Norwegian cities are not visited. It's driven through.
Yeah.
Oh, that was Sandefjord. That was blah, blah, blah. That was Horten. You drive through and you stop at a gas station. Gas station should be a good place where you can market
local food.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense, but they don't. It's just frozen shit.
It's frozen shit.
Like,
and what kind of frozen shit have you eaten along the road?
I'm going to get angry about this.
Grandiosa pizza you've probably eaten. And they sell that on the gas station.
Grandiosa pizza is...
What is that? Is that a pizza?
It's cheaper than actually making a pizza yourself, which
those
is
motherfuckers.
Worrying. But all the road food that I've experienced, like petrol stations, etc., is all frozen. The burgers are frozen, the hot dogs or the pulses or sausages or whatever you want to call them are frozen. All the bollers are frozen and everything comes in and they just reheat it in the place or in the petrol station or wherever you're stopping off food. And that's it. It's like, I don't think Norwegians consider petrol station food food. I think it's considered fuel because there is no taste, there's no flavor, there's barely any nutritional value, it's barely any energy. You might as well just put some porridge or something in your stomach, like expandable foam, to fill yourself up because it is absolutely rank.
And the sausages don't even taste gasoline. That's what why you're there for.
I don't get it. Like the sauce, and you look at them. And
I think Norwegian consider it as a food, and that's Norwegian so course. Bad. So that's where you have to learn that Norwegians love it. That's why they're not changing it because they want to have that sausage.
They want to have that sausage, do they?
Yeah, and they want that bolle. And they make they have there are some gas stations that make their own bolle, and it's just famous for their Espa bolle. It's a very famous bolle, and it's just an ordinary bolle, but because it's fresh and they're used to eat fucked up bolle, it's it's selling more than any gas station in Norway, and they're millionaires just because of the bolus.
It's insane how bad the food is in those places. And you look at the
nuggets.
Sausages.
You've seen the chicken nuggets? They're like, I don't, and that's probably yaffs too. You know, it's just chicken nuggets is one of the most exotic things you can get on a Norwegian gas station. Oh, hard nuggets. Yeah, then I'll take the big box of that. And if you have, of course, French fries is common, but if you have grilled kidron and some ketchup, it's heaven. And the nuggets, they're like big and deformed, and they have that roux overflat. You can write on it. You can, if you don't like have pen and paper, you can write stuff on.
Is it that bad? Like, I've not tried the nugget. It just annoys me because every time I've ever got a burger, and it's only because I'm starving and there's nowhere else I know I can get hot food. They don't even season the burgers, when they put them on the grill, you have to ask people to season your food before you grill it. And that's, and it's a, it's like a frisbee.
Like yes, a fr- and it's and not it's, even a burger. It's a, call it the Norway carbonade.
Oh, carbonade is, yeah.
I, that's I don't what they do
normally, but it's.
They sell carbonade as burgers.
It's just.
And it's flour. Flour? Flour?
Yeah, but even carbonadas would be better than the burgers you get in these places because they're just factory processed mush normally. Yes. No seasoning. And then they hide it by putting extra sauce on it. So when you bite in the burger, you just get sauce everywhere.
Yeah. And the problem is that you must learn to appreciate it to become a Norwegian.
It's the worst. It's one of the hardest things I've found about moving to Norway, actually, is...
The road food.
Yeah, the road food especially.
It's terrible. And some places you can get kjøttkaker and stuff like that, but it costs 3 times more than it does on Aker Brygge when you're meet and greet King Harald and you eat with him. It costs more than that. It costs like 250 kroner for... And it's easy made. Norwegian food is like easy made stuff.
What I don't get is if it's going to be more expensive than normal food, at least let it be better quality or at least tastier.
Yeah, or have some signature. Like, yeah, okay, now you are in like in Drammen. Serve that signature dish that you have, which is, of course, pølsebrød. So they, not Drammen was a bad example. But have some... Respect, man.
It's just, like you look at the sausages.
Why do you sell keychains with the Eiffel Tower on it? Why not, you know, use the Drammen, what they have, like a needle with heroin? Be local.
God damn, poor Drammen.
Why are we mentioning Drammen all the time?
I don't know. We're trying to Drammen up some business. Sorry.
So we're helping Drummond actually. So yeah, it's very strange. You've tried bacalao?
Bacalao.
Bacalao.
Yeah.
And but the bacalao på box, they sell that some gas stations. You can get like cold bacalao on like a half a pint of glass, and they warm it and you eat it and it tastes like shit and they haven't even taken out the binds.
The binds? What's a binds?
A bind, the skeleton of the fish, the fish bones.
Oh, no.
So you stab yourself to death inside while eating a bacalao. Is it worth it? No.
No.
You know, there is a couple of places. If you go very up, far up north, the further up north you go, the less value the sausage stuff is. Sausage and the processed food is a bit South Norway.
Yeah,
the North Norwegians, they're more nature people.
They take more pride in their cooking.
Some, not too much. And they don't have the best cuisine in the world.
Where would you say, other than Oslo,
has
the best food in Norway, like the best road food?
When it comes to signature kind of, it's a bit, when you go up north, for example, you go to the gas stations there, you can get reindeer heart dried, not and dried foods with stuff that you like, whoa, are you selling that to me, man?
Yeah.
And you have something called skrei.
Skrei,
you can go to a restaurant near the road and you can eat skrei if it's between January and April. Skrei. Skrei is a pregnant cod.
Pregnant cod.
And gravid torsk. So it's like double as big as an ordinary, and all the organs are bigger. So they serve that pregnant cod on a plate. So they have like, it's called mølje. Mølje.
Mølje. What's mølje mean?
So mølje actually means just a mashup.
I mean, that's just Norwegian road food in general, isn't it? It's just mashed up bits of other food.
But this is a bit interesting with the colors because you have the liver and you have the the rogn, the fish eggs.
The
rye. So it looks like it's like four, five, six things like Like if you have like Bernays sauce and French fries and everything from the fish, I think it tastes like shit. But I eat it a lot because it's a signature dish, and sometimes they make it good. But the idea is to like eat it as it tastes like raw fish, but it's warm.
I'm looking at the, because the food of the week is in a tub and I can't see what it is now. It's not that, is it? You've not...
Oh, no, it's something worse. The food of the week today is something that I get a whole cussed up when I think about it. Back in the days, they used to have a bit better, something, some a little more interesting road food, not just sausages. They had melkegröt they used to have back in the days, a kind of milk porridge they used to sell. And they used to sell raspeballer, which is a...
Raspeballer is cool.
Yeah, you've tried that?
Yeah, I like raspeballer. We had it in season one.
They used to sell that in a flöjelsgröt, in a porridge.
That's cool.
So they're the kind of things that you... Where am I? Yeah, you taste this. Yes, if you, we are in Norway, not just sausage. It's strange, though, that... And even that that the sausage industry in Norway, pølser and burgers and kebab, they're not so old.
They're not. Then they should be much better at it. They should be learning. And
but it's a good sign for that. The sausage, when that came to the Norwegian food industry, sausage and burgers, it just exploded because it tasted 100 times better than any Norwegian food. Yeah, the sausage exploded, literally.
All over Norway.
Face. So, in 79 or 77 or 76...
Norway is actually shaped a bit like that, isn't it? Sorry.
A penis. So,
yeah.
Yes, it is.
At the bottom and then the long little...
Yes, and it's masturbating towards Russia, and they don't like it.
Well...
So they will soon put a condom on it, and that's why they're sending out, like, spy ships to measure.
That makes sense.
Because you need the right size of the rubber.
Yeah, it's a big rubber.
When Harrison Ford was in Norway to act in Star Wars.
Yeah.
In Finse, a place in Norway. He took the tram to Oslo S, which is in Oslo Centrum. Yeah. And he said that before we take the next train north, he met the Norwegian producer and he said that, can we just grab a burger or a hot dog before we go? Because I haven't eaten. And he said, I'm sorry, we don't have things like that here yet. But we have a restaurant called Dovregubben, which is sell traditional Norwegian food. And we can eat like kjøttkaker with the brown sauce and kålstuing. And I just want something fast, you know, so we don't miss the next train. Oh yeah, this will take an hour and a half. So sausages, what is that, Mr. Harrison?
And he didn't know what a good pulsar was.
No, he didn't. He heard about it. And that was in the late 70s. So everything came, you know, sushi I tried 20 years ago. Before that, I used to watch black and white American movies. What are we having? We're having sushi. Ah, from the 30s, 40s. And here it's like it came now a couple of years ago and it's just exploded.
It's crazy, really, isn't it?
But that was good. They didn't have the sausages. They didn't have the burgers. They had Norwegian food. And now it's gone. Now you can't even find a Norwegian. I don't know about any Norwegian restaurant in Oslo except Dovregubben. The restaurant that we were talking about, Harrison Ford. And that's been, that's like a...
Institution or is that...
Yeah, like kind of a museum that where you can eat to get the museum feeling. So Norwegian restaurants are more like, and there's a couple of in Oslo where you can eat traditional...
Yeah, but is there any way you can get traditional road Norwegian food on the road?
Traditional Norwegian food is now sausages and burgers and kebabs.
Yeah, but before that, what was it? Was it?
I actually don't think there were any restaurants along the road.
Nothing at all?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
So they just went from 0 to 100 on the worst possible thing they could find in.
Yeah, and the big people with the money, with the gas stations, they placed it all over the.
Have you got any examples of actually good?
Yes, four.
Four examples, and that's it, completely, like ever.
400, actually.
Yeah? Let us hear all of them.
Let's talk about that in season 5.
Okay, let me write that down.
What do you mean? There are a couple of good ones. So this rule has have some exceptions, but it's very few. It's very crappy road food. And if you drive from Oslo to North Norway and you just eat road food, you'll become fat because the healthiest food alternative they have is French fries dipped in palm oil, drowned.
That's grim.
So I would have expected a bit more creativity, like a lutefisk burger, for example, or, you know...
A lutefisk burger.
Yeah, fermented, or sille salat burger, sille, you know, sille herring burger.
Yeah, sille salad burger.
If it's absolutely important to make something out of sille. And the most famous dressing in Norway, and you'll find it on the roads all over the place, and... on the road, and the zebra cross is made of that dressing, and it's on the people have mustaches standing behind the counter because they've just eaten something with that dressing on, and that's Thousand Island dressing.
Yep. I honestly think a boiled potato on a stick is the ultimate Norwegian road food. Nothing would say Norwegian road food more than a plain ass boiled potato just impaled on a stick.
Yeah, but they don't sell the potatoes along
the
road.
I don't understand that, because that's like the most Norwegian food there is, really, is potato.
Yeah.
So just a potato on a stick, because that's what they only rarely ever get. They always get boiled, pretty much. It's rarely they Norwegians do anything else other than make fries with them.
Fries, yes.
Boiled potato on a stick, and it just, I think that would sum up the Norwegian road food experience perfectly.
Yeah, but you need to have some Thousand Island in it. It's the most used and most loved dressing. So if you want to become a Norwegian, you need to buy Thousand Island dressing and appreciate it.
And just cover everything you don't like in it so you don't have to taste.
Yeah, you just taste the thousands of islands that are surrounding Norway and Europe. So you can use it as dip for French fries, topping for burgers, salads, and it's easy to make at home.
It's probably a business opportunity there where you can make a nutritionally complete, healthy version of Thousand Island that people can use.
Oh, it's the fat they like, so and the sugar.
Oh.
So that's why also sweet chili sauce is getting there.
Yeah.
Is really soon competing with Thousand Island. People love that sweet chili sauce is the most exotic thing you can have in your refrigerator.
So
when you go along the roads, some fancy gas stations have that sweet chili sauce. So have you tasted that? Do you like it?
The sweet chili sauce?
Yes.
I love it, but I can't eat it.
Why?
Every time I do, I have to take a few trips to the bathroom.
Ah, every time you do, you need to go to the doo.
Yeah, basically, I need to go and it just pulls out of me like rusty Guinness.
And then you have a Bernier.
Oh, Bernays sauce.
Bernays sauce is also very Norwegian. I have taken...
Obsessed.
Obsessed by Bernays sauce. It's like the Thousand Islands of sauce.
Yeah, Bernays sauce is crazy popular.
Yes. And beef, if you go to beef restaurant, beef, Bernays. Yeah. Beef or Bernays? Hardy ketchup? Yeah.
Is it so beef Bernays sauce and ketchup?
Yeah, for the French fries. And,
yeah, no pepper sauce or any nice jus or anything like that.
Oh, all the rules have exceptions, of course. Mm. But Bernays is extremely popular. It's so popular that I think that if you start selling thermos, like a thermos for Bernays sauce,
people will buy it.
Yeah, and have it like in their pocket.
Hot Bernays.
Like so a lume, like, yeah, you have like a whiskey in their inner pocket and the other.
So you could get those boiled finger potatoes on a stick, dip it into the Bernays thermos, and then that could be your Norwegian road food then.
Message from abroad.
Hi there. My name's Ben, and I'm calling from Dorset in England.
And I was hoping to start dating some Norwegians and wondered if you guys had any tips. Thanks.
So that's Ben from Dorset in England, and he wants to know if
date
we have any
someone.
Tips for... Well, I think the first tip for dating Norwegians, and this is a very easy one, is to move to Norway. Because then you're surrounded by Norwegians.
So he wants to date a Norwegian? No,
yeah. I think the first... Well, you need to learn how to compliment Norwegians. I think that's the first thing. Because compliments in Norway can be a very dangerous thing. Like, you can't compliment someone like you would in the UK.
And don't go to a fish restaurant and meet her there. Because there's often bones in the fish, and then it'll be lots of hassle to try to charm the woman while you have lots of
if you want to
fish
put
bones killing you from
bones
inside.
Bones in the fish. Don't eat bones in your fish.
Like metaphorically?
Yeah. That was...
Compliments is always...
Compliments are different. Like, so I remember when I met my missus, I said to her, "You're very pretty." And she just was like, "Oh, I'm not looking for a boyfriend." And then panicked. And I was just like, it was just an observation. I'm not trying to, you know, get in your pants or anything. I was just telling you the truth.
But you were, weren't you? Since you're together now.
She chased me, damn it. But the other thing is, like, you'd say something like, "Oh, I noticed you got your hair cut." And that seems to be a bigger compliment. In Norway, it's more just demonstrations of paying attention.
I've noticed you brushed your teeth. Oh, my God. Hey, I'm not trying to come into your...
Yeah, strange thing to do in the middle of a fish restaurant. But
yeah, that's a problem.
If
you brush your teeth right before you go to a fish restaurant, you won't taste the fish. You'll just taste Colgate.
Nice. Fishgate. So I think Norwegians tend to just get drunk and fuck in the woods. Isn't that what they do?
Yeah, not the woods, but on the public bathrooms, the clubs.
They just get drunk. And then I know one of my Norwegian mates, her experience is she'll go dancing and then a drunk guy will just try and dance behind her and poke an erection into her back. And that seems to be very Norwegian when it comes to flirting.
Yes, but then woke came.
Good, because it needs to be better than that. I was at a house party in Oslo and I witnessed some of the worst flirting I have ever seen. And I couldn't stop laughing about it. This guy just walked up to this girl, but was more staggered up to her. Went to lean in to kiss her. He'd not spoken to her all night or anything. She moved her head away, obviously. He nearly headbutted her. Then he walked away embarrassed, turned around after a few steps, shot some finger guns at her with his points, and then turned around again, took one more step, and then realized that there was a queue for the toilet and he had to just awkwardly wait there. And I was just like, what is going on? It was so bad. I was like, what is going on, Norway? The guys need to do better.
He needs to go to my course, how to check up. And the enterprise set note.
What does that translate as?
How to hit on a woman 17 years old.
17 years old?
Oh, I just mixed it up with the Norwegian in 17 years. So I'm sorry.
No.
What's the sexual love in Norway?
I don't know. I don't need to.
You don't need to know?
No, because I'm seeing someone that's clearly over the age of...
So everything you're not doing, you don't need to know.
No, I don't think I'm ever going to date someone close to that age. Like, probably double that age, whatever that age is.
Okay. Isn't it good, Norwegian food? It is good, but not this dish. Is one of my least favorite dishes. It's called... Do you have the spoon there?
I'm opening it now.
And blue pudding, it's called. And
I'm really not looking forward to this. It's called what?
It's called blue pudding, and it's made out of blood.
It looks like a shit.
Yes, it's not shit. It's blood from the swine.
Blood
and it's
pudding.
A blood pudding. Yeah, you eat that in the UK also, but this is a Norwegian
pudding,
one.
We have... oh, my God, this looks rank.
That was a very big spoon, but to...
Yeah, I'm going to take a big... Do you want to take a thumbnail picture for this and I can have the big spoon of blood pudding for the...
While we're recording, I think. Just
a bigger spoon. There we go. Really...
Okay. He's tasting the blue pudding and it's full of iron and proteins, you know, and blood.
It looks...
You vampire, eat it. It's Norwegian food. Like it's, you need to appreciate it.
I'm trying to build up the courage to eat this.
You have blood pudding horrible. In English, a lot
no,
of
we
it.
We have black pudding, but it's completely different to this. This looks like a fucking...
This is homemade. This is
a homemade. Oh, even better.
Yeah. So they've like.
Whose blood did you drain?
Hules Café in Horten.
Hules Café. Right. I'm going to try this, but I'm not. I'm really.
Because the waiting sequence doesn't work on podcasts. You need to eat or not eat.
Yeah.
You
know? I'm just trying to.
So I'm serving Jamie Norwegian dish, a very traditional Norwegian dish called blue pudding.
Open mind. 3, 2. One, come on. Oh.
So that's the blue pudding.
Oh my God.
You like it? You like the blood, you vampire? And for the exam, you need to eat a whole kilo and drain the blood yourself. And sometimes the blood is mixed with bash. Oh. There goes Jamie. I told you it's very difficult to become a Norwegian if you don't eat blood pudding properly. Ja, da gikk Jamie på do, løp av gårde for å kaste opp. Dette blod pudding fra et cateringselskap I Horten. Rikt på jern og proteiner. Da skal det selvfølgelig serveres med sikkert litt sånn poteter og saus og andre ting, men han tok en stor bit av blodpuddingen med en spiseskje. Det var kanskje ikke så lurt å bare spise på den måten, men jeg hadde vært han. Og nå han ute og spyr, og det bare meg igjen her, så vi går videre. Blodpudding, jeg kan ikke så veldig mye om blodpuddingen, jeg ikke noen kjempeglad I blodpudding. Ah, you're back! So... And that's the physical anstrengelse you need to do to enjoy, appreciate Norwegian food. But this is still better than Norwegian road food, though. So what's the dice? I can smell the blood, you vampire. You've feeded on pig blood.
Oh, God.
Did you like it?
Can we give minus dice? Is that...
Well, if you want to stay in Norway, you should just give plus. It's one of the best things Norwegian food has to offer.
Is it really?
Yes. It is a survival food dish, though. Blood. You need to be quite desperate when you...
That was horrible. That was really bad.
But there was... it's homemade, you know?
Yeah. There was an initial ounce of taste where it tasted nearly like a black pudding in the UK. Mm. And then it just tasted the texture and the just... Oh... It was, and I tried really hard to have an open mind about that. Oh my God.
What happened?
I think the blood pudding happened. That was, that was absolutely horrendous. Dice, I don't think it even deserves a dice. I don't think, if I rolled anything, it would be rolling that blood pudding into the face of someone I don't like.
Oh my God.
I wouldn't even give it to someone I don't like.
So you don't like blue pudding?
No, I don't like it. I don't think.
But if I gave it to you with the potatoes, roast potatoes and bacon, and
even bacon, you're not couldn't save that
because you're not supposed to eat it as a porridge.
Can you eat it cold, like the way you gave it?
No, it needs to be hot. I think.
So you gave me cold blood pudding.
Yeah,
with
don't
nothing
have
else.
Yeah, just so you don't get ikke bli lurt av.
So you're not supposed to eat it cold.
No, it's a dinner dish.
For me, that tasted like the worst mousse.
Mousse?
Yeah, like chocolate mousse or something like that. I thought it was like that consistency, but cold. Oh, fuck.
Word of the week. Word of the week, Jamie. So, what's your word? What's the word you've been thinking about the whole week and you just love that word and you want to use it as your middle name, like Jamie the word Andrews. What's that word?
Oh, I think the word trauma should be after that. Sorry, that's really throwing me. That food is absolutely rank. Okay, the word of the week is bolamus.
Jamie Bolamus Andrews. Bolamus.
Yeah,
you bolamus. Like that word?
Yeah, I really like it. And it was like, I learned it in a very embarrassing way.
Okay.
But I like the word.
How did you learn it?
So I was with some friends and we were at a petrol station, funnily enough.
Yeah.
And the guy said, oh, can you go in and grab me some snus and some bolamus? And I laughed and I thought he was just rhyming stuff. Mm. And I was like, so you want snus and bolamus? And I was like, what's bolamus? And he goes, oh, well, this place in Telemark does a special thing and they put moose, as in elk, inside a boller. And I was like, oh, that sounds awesome. Oh. And he went, yeah, but you have to, they do it behind the till. So you have to go and ask them and they'll prepare it for you because they, and I was like, yeah, yeah. Do you want one as well? And he goes, yeah, yeah, grab us all one. There was four of us in the car. So I go in there and I'm like, oh, not nice. So I ordered got the snus, got myself a drink. And then I was like, and can I have four bolamus, please, to the woman? And she just looks at me and was like, what? And I was like, can I have four bolamus, please?
I only got one.
Well, I didn't know. And she just looks at me like I'd like, and she was like, what? And I was like, yeah, like they said that you have put moose in bolla here. And then she just laughed in my face. Mm. And it was just like, oh, tell them no, we only have one bolla moose and that's not for sale. And I still didn't know what it meant. Mm. And I was like, oh, okay, I've been pranked. Everyone's laughing. She's laughing. The people in the queue behind me are laughing. Mm. I look over and see my mates in the car. Mm. They've obviously seen everyone laugh. They're all fucking laughing as well. And I was just like, oh, you bastard. So I just went out and I was like, they said she only has one bolla moose and that's not for sale. Then they started laughing even more.
So what we should do is one of the homeworks in the next episodes sometime, we'll send you to a gas station and you'll order a bolla moose.
Yeah, I'll try to keep a straight face.
Language power. Language power.
Please follow me on Facebook.
Not just, we can follow me as well, I guess, but no, please follow us and Language Power.
If you have any questions,
social media,
send it to us. If there's something you want to know, like this guy was asking about dating, and if you have some personal issues or some relational problems with your parents or whatever, erection problems, ask us how we do it in Norway. And send us a voice message on Facebook or Instagram or whatever.
What was that?
That was a message. So send us a message, you know. do that.
I think we need to do a public safety announcement as well. don't eat cold blood thing or whatever it was.
Blue pudding, your favorite dish.
It's the worst thing. Love you.